This special program is brought to you by the Lenawee Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition. Guests provide information about upcoming events, resources available, and the many ways to help reduce substance use and promote a healthy Lenawee.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me on tonight's program is Tim Kelly. Tim is the chairperson for the prevention and education part of Lenawee Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition. And Tim, we've got some big news to share tonight.
Yeah, we'd like all the people out there that participated in our annual Drug Take Back Day last Saturday to give themselves a big pat on the back. It was a record haul, so to speak.
we took
in over 700 pounds of medications, more than we've done ever by far, actually. I mean, we had 1 year. 3 years ago, we had 600 pounds, and I think we were at 757 pounds for this year.
Yes, it's crazy. You know, we appreciate everyone that came out on Saturday the 22nd. It was out at the ProMedica Charleston, Virginia Hickman Hospital. It's a national event, though. We want to be sure that people understand that. That's going to happen twice a year, April and October, and it's run technically by the DEA. Is that right?
Yeah. It is a national event. So if you, any place you could go in the country, there's every county has one of these events. One's in April and the other's in October every year. And I'm just so happy that we had so many people attend this one this year.
Well, and yeah, they thought about 417 people maybe actually came through. I know the line moved very quickly because, you know, to donate, you don't even have to get out of your car. And so, and we ran out of goodie bags. So we've got to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
But everyone was genuinely happy to be there and happy to be doing this.
Yeah, it was really a great job by the people from ProMedica and the University of Toledo pharmacy students who would let people just drive right up there and they'd take the stuff out of their car for them and sort it out and dispose of it all. So,
and knowing that it's a secure way also, because they had representatives from the Sheriff's Department were there, you know, because some of these are narcotics that are being disposed of. But it's all about disposing of things in a better way without going down your toilets or in your landfills that could possibly contaminate our water supplies.
Yeah, we have learned as a society that we don't want this stuff in our water. It does show up, and it can be affecting the quality of water and how people's quality of life is. But you know, the other thing is that, you know, young kids and stuff can get access to things that are probably harmful to them. And some people could take medicine that's expired, and that's dangerous as well. So there's a lot of reasons to get this stuff disposed of.
Yeah, we talk about that a lot leading up to the events, and I'm sure we'll remind people in October as well that, you know, you shouldn't save something for the next time I need it.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have insurance that'll help cover that next that next time. But they lose potency. You don't want to mix them up with other drugs that you might be on at the same time. There's too much that can happen with using more than one medication at a time. Interactions might affect how they work for you.
Right. And you just don't know how it's going to do it. So, I mean, you know, it is nice to think, oh, I'll just save this till later for the next time I have a headache or whatever. And you may be on a different set of medicines, you know, between then and now. And that could have a really adverse effect for you.
Exactly. So, you know, personally, I have a hard time imagining 509 pounds of tablets and capsules, I mean, that oral solids, they called it, but 509 pounds of little teeny pills. It just blows your mind.
Yeah, that's a lot of little teeny pills.
I know. Liquids in, that included, they had liquids, which, so cough syrups, all that kind of stuff,
that type of
medication, 228 pounds. Even topical, including topicals. But then also inhalers, 19 pounds of inhalers.
Wow. Yeah, you think those little inhalers and you got 19 pounds of them.
Well, and that was one of the things that we talked about ahead of time, too, is that a lot of times inhalers and creams and topical ointments, you never get all of it out of there. Yeah. You know, it's like the toothpaste bottle. You just can't get it all out. And so those are a good example of just put it aside, put it in a safe place, and bring it to us in October.
Yep, yep. Yeah. So hang on to those and bring them in October. Exactly. The other number I have every time is shocking to me is the amount of sharps, the number of syringes and stuff that's brought back to us. And although it wasn't more this time, it was 9 38-gallon containers of sharps.
Hard to even visualize.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see if we can get a picture next year of the final hurrah when they've got it already packed in a car or something to help that really sink in. So, you know, if you want to find more about the Lenawee Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition, you can go to Drug Prevention Lenawee online and, learn lots of ways to help keep drugs off our streets and keep them out of the hands of people that shouldn't have them.
Yep, and look for us again in October for the next one.
Exactly. Thanks, Tim.
Yep, thank you.
The Lenawee Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition, supported by funding from the Health Resources and Services Administration. Thank you for listening. New messages air on the second and fourth Monday each month at 6:15 p.m. You can listen to this program as a podcast under the On Air Audio tab on WLEN.com and get more information at drugpreventionlenawee.com.